Chapter 21. Official Indiction. By Eve. February 1, 2013. This is addressed to the highest source of the great universe, the Eternal Father, Papa Source, the Divine Trinity of Paradise, to all of his faithful ones, the Ancients of the Days, to everybody dealing with leadership and to everybody else whom it may concern. This is from Eve Kamara, mighty messenger in an ascending sonship of Christ Michael of Nebidon, member or the Order of Kamaras under Sanat Kamara, presently incarnate by birth on the planet of Urantia, seed planet of the Sovereign of Nebidon, in direct cooperation with Christ Michael, son unto Asu Emmanuel Kamara and his inner core team, currently regional director for Northern Europe of the Second Coming Organization of Abundant Hope. I point out that I'm taking own and full responsibility for this indict ion, without any involvement of the AH Worldwide Presidentship. Being incarnate by birth and working for the Second Coming of our Sovereign, CM of Nebidon, and the spiritual hierarchy of this local universe, I cannot do otherwise than to document my perception of the situation. It is the will of the Eternal Father that a Creator Son after his seventh self-bestowal shall be sovereign. Christ Michael still seems to be hindered in his sovereignty by the hierarchy ruling the super-universe of Orvantin. There are hints that the well-known Lucifer Rebellion was either set up as a hoax or otherwise triggered from backstage to gain proof that the expanded concept which Christ Michael has determined for his creation is not and will never be successful. Incredible pain and suffering have been caused to the seed planet of Urantia plus her inhabitants. Promises were broken which has caused a lack of trust to the people on the planet. There are hints that a complete branch of CM sons, the teacher sons of the Melchisteks, have been triggered from backstage forces to solidarize against their father, commonly with the overruler of this super-universe of Orvantin, the Master Spirit Saraya. There are hints that there is intentional long and short-term sabotage to the plans by which Christ Michael intends to end the misery on Urantia. There are hints that there is mind control to other Michael sons via a monument placed on CM's main sphere of Solvington. There are hints that this monument serves as a prison for an important witness whom I suppose to be Lucifer. There are hints about having tried to trigger the way how CM's last self-bestowal on Urantia ended by the crucifixion. There are hints about untruth being spread by the Book of Urantia, which was set up for the education of the Urantia inhabitants. There was a stealing of the degree of descending sonship of the Lifebringer sons Adam and Eve involved in the race improvement program of Urantia. There was intentional non-reacting on various serious problems brought to the knowledge of the Board of Divine Advisors while Christ Michael was not yet sovereign, which has also caused immense suffering and loss of souls. There are hints that planetary midwares have been used and abused for projects which were against CM's concept and plans on this planet. There are hints on corruption and dictatorship and obviously an offer brought to CM while doing his seventh self-bestowal, that he might keep the seed planet of Urantia should he be willing to give up the rest of his creation and surrender it to a bigwig, called Teufel, on Urantia. I conclude that this was neither the former planetary prince Caligastia, nor Satan, right hand of Lucifer, as both were servants. There are hints that CM was put under pressure by the head force of Orvantin and forced to cooperate. There are hints that further superuniverses are under rulership of a hierarchy following an own agenda rather than the concept of the prime creator source. If any of these hints can be undermined by proof after truthful and detailed research, evidently the will of the Eternal Father would not have been followed, which could be named an intentional rebellion. I point out that to me it is currently impossible to collect suitable evidence other than from talking to Christ Michael himself and counting 2 plus 2. The basis I'm speaking from is the one of an Agandantar. I declare that the will of the Eternal Father and Prime Creator is superior priority to me in my service, and that I stand in for Christ Michael doing the same. I declare that I have personally advised Saraya, Master Spirit of Orvantin, to leave Nebidon. I furthermore strongly recommend detailed research to gain proof and as a first step of immediate result order the Orvantin rulers out of Nebidon, so that Christ Michael will no more be hindered in his concept or decisions. I call upon you and encourage you for the sake of the great universe to take a deep going into the matter of facts in order to make sure that the will of the Prime Creator is being followed. I demand research on the monument placed on Solvington. I demand that this monument shall be opened and carefully torn down, to gain evidence about its content. It's against universal law to bury living beings. Shall it be evident that Lucifer was buried alive inside the monument, the initiators must be held responsible. I plead that his case shall be reopened at the courtyards of Orvantin and be researched on the basis of a new background. I hint that Christ Michael of Nebidon wishes that justice shall reign according to the will of the Prime Creator Source, and that it's his wish to reintegrate his beloved son into the garments of love Nebidon is founded upon, and that truth about what really happened will reach every ear and heart prepared to listen. Eve Kamara. Signed. I am that I am. Eve Kamara. mighty messenger and reducer of distance. Serving to Christ Michael Atten. Super universe of Orvontin. Local universe of Nebadon. Seed planet of Urantia. Continent of Europe. Country of Germany.